The FBI has ordered an unusual review of some aspects of its investigation of the 1995 bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City. Only two people were charged. Both were convicted. Timothy McVeigh was executed and Terry Nichols was sentenced to life in prison. Now, the FBI is looking into whether there may have been more conspirators, including a group of bank robbers belonging to a white supremacist group. NPR's Nancy Marshall reports.
For years, there have been whispers in Oklahoma City of shadowy accomplices who were with Timothy McVeigh on April 19, 1995, when a bomb destroyed the Alfred P. Murrah Building. More than 160 people were killed, including Jenny Coverdale's two grandsons. Coverdale says more than 50 eyewitnesses came forward to say McVeigh wasn't alone the day of the bombing, but the FBI ignored them all.
They saw Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City that morning. Not one saw Tim in the Ryder truck by himself. They were ignored. Another person, another man, was with him.
That other person couldn't have been McVeigh conspirator Terry Nichols. Prosecutors have acknowledged he was at home in Harrington, Kansas, the day of the bombing. The Associated Press has reported there is a trail of evidence that appears to lead to a white supremacist group of bank robbers known as the Aryan Republican Army. But the AP says the FBI agents on that investigation never shared their evidence with the Bureau's Oklahoma City Task Force. An FBI spokeswoman confirms the AP story is true and says the Bureau is investigating why the evidence wasn't shared. It's also looking into why some documents didn't reach the task force or McVeigh's lawyers. Among the evidence the Oklahoma City Task Force never saw, hotel receipts placing the white supremacist bank robbers in the same general vicinity as McVeigh, and a driver's license found with the robbers. The license was used by a man who was robbed by McVeigh. Other evidence was inexplicably destroyed, including explosive blasting caps, two Christmas packages, and a duffel bag found in the bank robber's possession. Those items matched a description of the contents of the trunk of McVeigh's car weeks before the bombing. FBI agents who investigated both the bombing and the robberies suspected a link between the two. Stephen Jones, one of McVeigh's defense attorneys, says the evidence should have been turned over to him, even though he's not sure it would have actually swayed the jury.
I think the jury in our case had its mind made up before they heard the first piece of evidence. They went in with a preset opinion. They wanted to sit on the jury, and they simply used whatever evidence the government had and the emotion created against our client, as opposed to a dispassionate and objective review of the evidence.
Still, Jones says the evidence about possible co-conspirators is something the government should have thought about before seeking the death penalty.
One of the arguments that we put forward was that there was a likelihood there were others involved. The federal grand jury found there were others involved. They just didn't know who they were. And if Mr. McVeigh is executed, then there's no chance that he'll ever be available to testify or change his mind or say who those people were.
McVeigh was executed in 2001. But Terry Nichols is still alive. He was sentenced to life in prison on federal charges. His trial on Oklahoma State murder charges begins Monday. His lawyer's request for a delay in the trial because of the FBI review was denied. Nancy Marshall, NPR News, Washington.